You're listening to SBS News.
With Australia's population nearing 25 million and 87% of skilled migrants choosing to settle in Melbourne and Sydney, the government says it wants to spread new arrivals across the country. Speaking from Melbourne, Citizenship Minister Alan Tudge says many regional areas and some states, such as South Australia, desperately want workers.
They simply can't get people to do the work. The Warrnambool Shire president, for example, spoke to me earlier and said they've got 1,000 vacancies. That's how many workers they want just down in Warrnambool, only a few hours from here.
The Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry has been in discussion with the government about occupations that should be available to regional employers wishing to sponsor skilled migrants. Its chief executive, James Pearson, says regional employers are finding it harder to fill vacancies due to cuts in the number of occupations listed for visas.
One example of where we're struggling is in the tourism sector. Now, tourism covers a lot of different occupations. In a world where we know that attracting the tourism dollar is becoming more and more important, it's a real pity.
CEO of the Settlement Council of Australia, Nick Tebby, says rural and regional Australia offers a wealth of opportunities for migrants. But he says migrants aren't being informed of what's on offer outside the big cities.
The ability to be closer to the land, potentially more affordable housing stock, and for a lot of people, that idea of being part of a small, close-knit community is really attractive.
But he says migrants aren't being informed of what's on offer outside the big cities.
We're not really doing enough to market that the opportunities are in fact there. And that's why most migrants know about Sydney and Melbourne and tend to gravitate towards the bigger cities.
For months, the federal government has been building a case to impose much stricter conditions on skilled visa holders, referring often to a desire to force people to spend far more time in regional centres. Mr. Tebby is reluctant to suggest tighter visa conditions are the answer. He believes that with proper support and commitment to improving infrastructure, transport and economic opportunities, the government can ensure the retention of migrants in regional locations.
If we start talking about imposing stricter conditions on a broader class of migrants, it becomes a very dangerous and difficult prospect. Certainly in Australia, freedom of movement is a crucial part of our society, and we wouldn't want to be necessarily restricting that.
The Regional Australia Institute is pleased the federal government is looking at the issue. Its chief executive, Jack Archer, wants workforce shortages in rural areas to be made a priority for skilled migration.
Currently, the migration system doesn't do a good job of prioritising the workforce shortages in these rural areas. It tends to respond better to the workforce shortages that are identified in our largest cities.
He says the regional-sponsored migration scheme visa has been used by migrants who want to settle in the bigger cities as a means to enter Australia. He says the country needs to get better at identifying skilled migrants who want to make the regions their home long-term.
They may be refugees, they may be people from the Philippines, people from lots of countries overseas, have a rural background, are interested in making their career in rural industries and want to live in those sorts of places. And we're not doing a very good job at targeting those people at the moment.
He says changes to the migration system should include activating local communities so they're part of helping migrants settle and integrate. He believes that would help migrants lay down roots outside the cities. Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.